One might notice that Ruin did not send his inquisitors to Fadrix until after Yeoman had apparently confirmed that the Atium was there in the city. Why not send them as soon as the final cache was located? Where were his minions in all of this? One must realize that in Ruin's mind, all men were his minions, particularly those whom he could manipulate directly. He didn't send an inquisitor because they were busy doing other tasks. Instead, he sent someone who, in his mind, was exactly the same thing as an inquisitor. He tried to spike Yeoman, failed, and by that time Ellen's army had arrived. So he used a different pawn to investigate the cache for him and discover if the Atium really was there or not. He didn't commit too many resources to the city at first, fearing a deception on the Lord Ruler's part. Like him, I still wonder if the caches were, in part, intended for just that purpose. To distract Ruin and keep him occupied. 64. And that's why you absolutely must get that message sent, Spook. The pieces of this thing are all spinning about, cast to the wind. You have a clue that nobody else does. Send it flying for me. Spook nodded, feeling fuzzy. Where was he? What was going on? And why suddenly did everything hurt so much? Good lad. You did well, Spook. I'm proud. He tried to nod again, but everything was fuzz and blackness. He coughed, prompting some gasps from a place far off. He groaned. Parts of him hurt quite sharply, though others just tingled. Still others... Well, those he couldn't feel at all, though he thought he should have been able to. I was dreaming, he realized as he slowly came to consciousness. Why have I been asleep? Was I on watch? Should I go on watch? The shop. His thoughts trailed off as he opened his eyes. There was someone standing above him, a face. One quite a bit uglier than the face he'd hoped to see. Breeze? He tried to say, though it came out as a croak.
"Huh,"
Breeze said, with uncharacteristic tears in his eyes.
"He is waking."
Another face hovered over him, and Spook smiled. That's the one he'd been waiting for. Beldra. "What's going on?" Spook whispered. Hands brought something to his lips, a water skin. They poured carefully, giving him a drink. He coughed, but got it down.
Why can't I move? Spook asked.
The only thing he seemed able to twitch was his left hand. Your body is being held in casts and bandages, Spook, Beldra said. Says its orders.
The burns, Breeze said. Well, they aren't that bad, but... To hell with the burns, Spook croaked. I'm alive. I wasn't expecting that.
Breeze looked up at Beldra, smiling.
Send it flying.
Where is Sazed? Spook asked.
You should really try to rest, Beldra said, rubbing his cheek softly. You've been through a lot.
And slept through more, I expect, Spook said. Sazed? Gone, my dear boy, Breeze said. He went off south with Vin's Chondra.
Vin.
Feet clumped across the floor, and a second later, Captain Gordell's face appeared beside the other two. The square-jawed soldier smiled broadly.
Survivor of the flames, indeed!
You have a clue that nobody else does.
How is the city? Spook asked.
Mostly safe, Beldra said. The canals flooded, and my brother organized fire brigades. Most of the buildings that burned weren't inhabited anyway.
You saved it, my lord, Gordell said.
I'm proud.
The ash has fallen even more quickly, isn't it? Spook asked.
The three above shared looks. Their troubled expressions were enough of a confirmation.
We're getting a lot of refugees into the city, Beldra said. From surrounding cities and villages. Some as far as Luthadel.
I need to send a message, Spook said. To Vin.
All right, Breeze said soothingly.
We'll do that as soon as you are better.
Listen to me, Breeze, Spook said, staring up at the ceiling, unable to do much more than twitch. Something was controlling me and the Citizen. I saw it. The thing that Vin released at the Well of Ascension. The thing that is bringing Ash down to destroy us. It wanted this city, but we fought it off. Now I need to warn Vin.
That's what he'd been sent to do in Urto. Find information, then report it back to Vin and Elend. He was only just beginning to understand how important a duty that could be.
Travel is difficult right now, my boy, Breeze said. It isn't exactly perfect conditions for sending messages.
Rest some more, Beldra said. We'll worry about it when you're healed.
Spook gritted his teeth in frustration.
You must get that message sent, Spook.
I'll take it, Goradel said quietly. Spook looked to the side. Sometimes it was easy to ignore the soldier with his simple, straightforward manner and his pleasant demeanor. However, the determination in his voice made Spook smile.
Lady Vin saved my life, Goradel said. The night of the Survivor's Rebellion, she could have left me to die at the hands of the mob. She could have killed me herself. But she took the time to tell me that she understood what I'd been through and convinced me to switch sides. If she needs this information, Survivor, then I will get it to her, or I will die trying.
Spook tried to nod, but his head was held tight by the bandages and wrappings. He flexed his hand. It seemed to work, or at least work well enough. He met Gordell's eyes.
Go to the armory and have a sheet of metal pounded thin, Spook said. Then return here with something I can use to scratch the metal. These words must be written in steel, and I cannot speak them aloud.